Hi, and welcome to the Shoot From The Heart podcast with me, Diane Bell. If you want to write a script, make a movie, or quite simply live an abundant and creatively fulfilled life, you are in the right place. Each week I'll share with you tips, techniques, and real-world information that will inspire and empower you on your path. Thank you so much for joining me. I am rooting for you all the way. Let's do this. Hello, filmmakers, screenwriters, and beautiful creative souls. How are you today? Just to shake things up, I decided this week to do something a little bit different. I just went on Instagram Live and I recorded it, and I decided that would be the podcast for this week. It's on the topic of believing something you have no proof of. It's all about what to do if you think mindset work could work, but you just don't know how to make the leap to start believing. So that's the topic for this week's podcast. And as I say, this was recorded live with a whole bunch of people on Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, what's that about? I'm at Diane Bell. Follow me there for more Instagram lives soon. All right, you guys, here we go. Hi there. Hi, beautiful filmmakers, screenwriters, creative souls. How are you? I actually have my phone on a stand today, which is kind of amazing. Hi. And not only am I doing that, but I decided I had to record a podcast this morning. So I'm just thought I'd record this too, which is kind of, I've never done this before. So we'll see how this works out. Hey, hello. Good morning. Good to see you guys. So I wanted to come on today to answer some questions that have been coming up for people about stuff that I've been sharing recently. So I want to share some thoughts about the mindset work that I've been sharing recently. As many of you will know, right now I have a free training that you can sign up and do today and join me today for it. It's called The 3 Steps to Becoming a Money-Making Artist. Also, registration is open to my course, Creatively Fulfilled Financially Free. And I just love this course. And it's all about the mindset. And for many people, you know, it's sort of like, what is mindset work? Why do I have to do it? Why is it essential? You know, like I'm so busy trying to do my screenwriting work, or I'm so busy trying to make my films that just seems like irrelevant. And I'm just, you know, I'll say it again and again and again. Like for most people who have success, I would say 95% of the reason for their success is mindset. You know, it might even be more than that. When I think back to my own life and the successes that I had, it's like it's 99% of it was because of the mindset that I was work that I was doing, as opposed to the screenwriting work. An example that I gave this morning in my Instagram post was just like this idea that a lot of people get locked into, for instance, that they have to do certain things in order to do other things. For example, in order to sell a screenplay, like your ultimate goal is to sell screenplays to make a living as a screenwriter. But you feel like in order to do that first, you know, you have to write at least 3 great samples. You have to write 3 great screenplays. Then you have to win competitions. Then you have to get an agent or manager. Then you'll be able to sell a screenplay, right? So you've set up this series of hurdles that you have to cross in order to reach your ultimate goal. Now, who said you have to do any of those things? Like, who told you that? And why did you believe that? Because if you believe that, then that's what you're going to have to do, right? If you believe that you have to do these things in order to sell a screenplay, you're going to have to do them. You'll have to write 3 samples. You'll have to win competitions. You'll have to get an agent and manager. You'll have to do all those things before you actually sell a screenplay. But if you wanted, you could just change your beliefs. You could change your belief to be, I believe that I can sell a screenplay, even though I've only written 1 screenplay, even though I don't have an agent or manager, even though, you know, I haven't jumped through all these hoops. You could make that your belief. And so you could cut out all these other steps and just go straight to sell your screenplay. And basically, that's what I did. I mean, I wrote my first screenplay. I hadn't written any other screenplays. I didn't have other samples. I didn't enter into any competitions. I didn't win any competitions. I didn't go after any agents or managers. I just sold the screenplay. I made money from it straight from the get-go. Within a year of finishing it, I was making money from it. And that was possible because of what I believed. It wasn't possible because, you know, somehow I'm different than you, or somehow I have access to different people. It's not that. It's like I chose to believe that I could sell my screenplay. And I chose not to believe that I had to jump through all these other hoops in order to do that. And so that's just like a really sort of like basic example of why mindset work is important and why it's your beliefs that will create your results, right? Because if you believe that you have to do all these other steps, then that is what you will have to do. But if you choose to believe other things, then that's what you will do. And that's the kind of result you'll get. Does this make sense? I hope this makes sense. So I just wanted to start with that and just go, okay, so that's one aspect of the mindset work. Another aspect of it, and this is why I really felt called to come on here today live, was one person wrote to me with a big question about it, which I thought was so important that I was like, okay, I'm going to go live to talk about this. Okay, so I'm going to read you what he wrote and we're going to talk about it. He said, I am certain this mindset strategy works, but how do I get myself to believe? Whenever I've tried these strategies myself, I can't ever bring myself to genuinely believe. My mind is always telling me, oh, well, those are affirmations or just things you're telling yourself. They're not actually true. How do I overcome that? And I think this is such an important thing to address, because I think a lot of people get this. It's sort of like, okay, I see that mindset strategies, you know, might have an impact and it might be a good way, but how do I actually make myself believe something that I don't believe, right? Like, for instance, if I believe that it's, you know, that I have to get an agent or manager to sell my work, how do I stop believing that? Or if I want to believe that people want to pay me for my work, right? That people are queuing up to pay me for my work. I want to believe that. Of course I do. But the truth is, no one's ever paid me a dime for my work. How can I jumpstart the belief that people want to pay me for my work when no one, in fact, has ever paid me for it? And this is really a legitimate question, because it is like, wait a second, can you just choose your beliefs, right? Aren't beliefs something that are based upon fact? Aren't they based upon something that you observe in the world? Like, you believe things to be true because you see evidence for them. You're a logical person. And it's like, okay, yeah, I believe that I can sell a screenplay because I just sold one. But if I've never sold one before, how can I believe that to be true? Right? And I think this is a great question, because I think this is what like jumps so many people, because we think that we have to see proof of something in the outside world before we can believe it. But okay, I am going to offer to you today, this might be like a leap of imagination. It might be like, what? No, what are you talking about? You can actually choose to believe things, whatever you want to choose to believe. You don't actually have to choose to believe things that you have evidence for. And I'm going to go a little bit further than this and say that if you choose only to believe things that you have evidence for in the present world, you are going to be trapped to keep getting the same kind of results that you've always got before. So if you're going to only believe things that you already have evidence for, right? So you're only going to believe it if there's actual proof of it in your life. You're going to keep staying exactly where you are and not getting different results. What it takes to change the results, like say, for instance, last year you earned zero money from your creative work, and this year you really want to earn at least $50,000 from your creative work, right? So if you continue to believe nobody wants to pay me, it's really hard to get people to pay me, it's impossible to get people to pay me, right? If you're in that frame of mind and you continue to believe those things, but you try to do things to get different results, you are still going to experience life as nobody wants to pay you, it's impossible for people to pay you and all that stuff, and you'll probably again make zero money from your creative work. But if you create the belief in your brain, people want to pay me for my work, it's easy to get people to pay me for my work, people always pay me for my work, believe me, you will start getting different results, right? You know, if you start to believe that, and you have to choose to believe it before you have proof of it in the outside world. Okay, so this kind of gets into, for the person that asked me this question, they're probably like, well, that's fine, I'm still with you, but how can I believe something that I don't have proof of if it's not actually true? I have a few different takes on this, okay? First of all, number one, So working with affirmations, and clearly that is a way to replace your beliefs, right? You have a mindset, you have a set of beliefs in your brain right now, whether you acknowledge it or not, about the world, about yourself, about your place in it, about money, about all the things, right? So if you want to change those beliefs, like you've decided, I want to get different results, I want to believe different things. For instance, when I first started writing and I wanted to write a screenplay and I was so blocked, I mean, I just had so many fears and so many doubts. And I chose to work with the belief, with the affirmation, I am a talented and prolific writer, okay? And it wasn't true, right? So I mean, it was abundantly not true because how could I be talented? I'd never written anything before. How could I be prolific? I'd never written anything before. There was no proof for this at all. So how can you work with that until you believe it? One thing that I really recommend, and I don't know if a lot of people say this, but I just go, what helped for me was give voice to the doubt. So once you choose the affirmation that you want to believe, you choose something that you decide, okay, I want to believe that because I want that to be my truth, right? I want to, like, for instance, I make lots of money from my work, okay? I make $50,000, you know, I make $50,000 a year from my creative work, right? That's very modest, right? You might be like, I make $500,000, why not, right? Whatever it is, but it's not true at this moment. Now, the first thing that I would recommend is give voice to the doubt, right? When you write that, like write your affirmation, write it, and then let come up whatever bile will come up from your subconscious telling you why it's not true and why it could never be true for you, right? You know, like you're not talented because blah, 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 right? You're not prolific, blah, 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 blah. Who do you think you are? Blah, blah, blah. And just really give it vent, you know, let it go on the page. All of it. Really let it out. Don't hold back. Be like as nasty and mean to yourself as you want to be. Bring it all up. And I think it's really important to do that because I don't think you can shift it until you acknowledge it. And it can be a hard process because you can be pretty, you see how tough you can be on yourself. But after you've done that and after you've given yourself the voice of the doubt, then what I encourage you to do is go through every single line of that, right? Of what you just came up with as to why it could never be true for you, right? I make $1 million a year from my creative work. Well, this could never be true for you because you're lazy, you don't work hard enough, you don't know the right people, you didn't come from the right town, you're not pretty enough, you're not thin enough, right? Whatever it is, like just write it all down. And then go through it all and line by line question it. Just say to yourself, is this ultimately true? Right? Is there no way? Right? And look at every single line that has come up. And what you will discover without fail is that all the voices that are telling you that you cannot do the thing, that you cannot be the thing, all of those voices are lies. They're lies. It's always the case. And when you see that, you start to disempower it. You know, when you just ignore it, when you try and ignore those voices and you're just like, I'm just going to ignore and pretend they're not there, they will keep coming at you. Trust me. And they will keep being insidious and just like, you know, pulling you down. But I think just like bringing it all out, like just bring it out and get it on the page and then really, really work through it and see it's all lies. Every single thing that you think is holding you back, every single thing that you think would stop you from achieving it is a lie. Now, once you start to see that, and for me, like for instance, when I worked with the affirmation, I am a talented and prolific writer, I've told people it was not overnight. It took years of working that before it actually became true. And it took me many times of bringing up the negative voice telling me why I wasn't. It wasn't like done in a one time. It wasn't like I one time wrote down the reasons that I wasn't and then I was done with it. You know, it had taken me over 30 years to get to that point. So I had 30 years of buildup of why I couldn't do that, why I couldn't be that. I had a lot of stories, a lot of resistances. And it's like peeling an onion, I think, in a way, you know, and you have to be very kind to yourself through this process. The stuff will come up. You have in your brain like a ton of stories about why you can't have the things you want, right? If you didn't, you would have them. It's because of these things. It's the hurdles that you create in your brain that are stopping you from doing the things you want to do and achieving the things you want to achieve. But as I say, often undoing that, in my experience, it should be able to be overnight. It should be able to be like one time done and, you know, like you're done. Like, technically, it's possible. When you understand brain science, it's technically possible. My own personal experience, and I always try to share from, like, personal experience and not just, like, theory. My own experience of working with these things, it's taken me a long time. Now, once you have the belief then, so going back to this person's question and how do I overcome that? So, like, give yourself voice. Like, once you have chosen a certain belief that you would like to have, give voice to the things of why it's not actually true. You know, I am making lots of money every month from my creative work. And then you're like, well, that's not actually true. I'm not making any, right? That's bullshit, right? So that's like, what a waste of time saying that to myself, because that's just fanciful thinking, right? But then ask yourself, well, could it not be true? And if you want, like, if you're one of these people, for me, I just persisted in working. And I continue to do that. Like, I persist in working with affirmations, even if they feel crazy. Like, I still feel a way, like there's a part of me. If an affirmation, if what I am saying in the affirmation excites me, right? If I'm like, I wish with all my heart that was my truth, right? And I really wish it. It's not a random one. I'm not just saying it because, I don't know, because I feel like I ought to think that. You know, like, for instance, when I was saying, I'm a talented and prolific writer. To be honest, there was nothing more in the world that I wanted to be than a talented and prolific writer. Like, that was the number one thing that I wanted to achieve in life, was to feel that. And I would let myself feel it, and I'd be like, it would just excite me and light me up, even though it felt like ridiculous and untrue for me in that present moment. So I think, like, it's very important that the affirmations you choose are something that really excite you, that light you up. Even if, like, your voice is telling you, like, you know, in your brain, there's a voice telling you it's absurd, it's stupid, don't be ridiculous, you're so far from that, you'll never be that. Doesn't matter if you've got the doubting voice. Doubting voice can be there. Doubting voice is allowed. But what's important is that your feelings are, like, you get excited by it, the affirmation that you're creating. So it's not something that just doesn't really excite you. Like, there's things I could say that just wouldn't be that interesting to me, that might be really exciting to other people. So find the things that you want to say that, like, really embody who you want to be and what you want your reality to be. And that sort of, like, you know, give you that little charge where it's even maybe a little bit frightening to say it out loud. When you find something like that, I think, like, okay, work with it. Even though you've got the doubting voice telling you bullshit, 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 doesn't matter. Doubting voice can be there saying that. What's important is that you get the exciting feeling of, imagine if this was true. Like, imagine if this was my reality. How freaking cool would that be, right? And it just lights you up on the inside. And I go, that's the affirmation you want. Now, some people say that you can, like, you can find ways to temper them. If you're the kind of person, my brain can get behind that. Like, I just, once I've found something that excites me, that lights me up, that I'm like, I want, like, that is, that just feels like it for me, right? And that's what you're wanting. Just the thing where you go, like, that, if that was my reality, wow, right? So you find an affirmation like that and you start to work with it and you let the voices come up of all the doubt, but you don't worry, you persist. And one of the most important things about this is persistence, right? So many people say, oh, well, I tried it. And this person said, well, I've tried, whenever I've tried these strategies myself, and I'm always wondering, well, how much did you try? Was it like a day, a week, a month? I'm going to just put it to you. If you are really serious about changing the programming of your brain, if you're serious about changing the beliefs you have at a deep subconscious level, commit. And commit to knowing that it may take years. It took me years. And I'm not saying it will take years. It could take a night. It could be a day. It could be one session. But for me, my experience has been it takes long, persistent work. If you think about, like, your teeth, straightening your teeth, I've been thinking about straightening my teeth lately. I never had braces when I was young. I've come from a Scottish family. I've got Scottish teeth, like, you know, and I have been thinking about doing the Invisalign. But, like, if you think about, like, moving teeth, that whole thing is you have to put constant pressure to move them, right? It's just like a little pressure, but it's constant. And I think about that with changing your brain. I mean, so literally with, like, constant pressure, like very gentle, but constant pressure, you can move bones. I mean, you can move the bone, right? That's amazing. So think about it with your brain. It's the same thing. Now, if you put on your Invisalign for 1 week, it's not going to do anything. If you did it for, you know, for 1 hour a day for a year is not going to do anything, right? I mean, I understand with Invisalign, it's like you have to wear it 24 hours a day, just only take it out when you're going to eat. And other than that, you're wearing it and you're going to do it for a year. And honestly, I feel like if you want to change the thoughts in your brain and the beliefs in your brain, you have to commit in the same way. It's like Invisalign for the brain, where you're going to have to like really go, it's constant, it's persistent, it's every single day. It's not like, oh, when I feel like it, or a little bit here and a little bit there, you're not going to get results, you're not going to change your beliefs, you're not going to change your reality. That is not what it's going to take. It's going to take you being like, just think of the Invisalign, right? Just Invisalign for your brain. I've got a new image in my mind now. But it's that, right? It's 24 hours a day. Only take it off when you're eating and wear it for a year and then see what happens. If you work your affirmations like that, you will have results, right? But if you only do it like, oh, I tried these strategies, and your idea of trying the strategy was like, I popped the Invisalign in for a week, you know, and I wore it 2 hours a day and it didn't work for me. Yeah, you're not going to change your beliefs like that. It's, you know, your teeth are going to be just as crooked as they ever were. If I want to change them, I mean, I'm going to have to commit. Watch out, watch this space. So it's just, you know, it's just a thought. Persistence is very, very important. It's not something that you just do for a week or do for an hour and then you're like, oh, now I've changed, now my brain will be changed. It's not like that. You really, really have to get in there. Now, one last thing is just about sort of the phrasing of affirmations. And I did see somebody, I think it was Tully, said before about the importance of them being in present tense. And that's super important. I am. So you never say, I want to be. Right? Because if you say that, what you're putting in your brain is like the you want, right? It's just wanting, wanting, wanting. So with your affirmations and when you commit to mindset work, really committing to like making present tense, something that can help too, I've heard people say for them is if they have problems getting behind an idea, like say they want to say, I am a millionaire screenwriter. And they're like, well, that's ridiculous because I've never written a single screenplay and I've got $5 in my bank. So then you're feeling like this, the resistance. And you go, I just can't get behind it. Sure, it is something that I really want. It lights me up. It's exciting. But the doubt that I feel is overwhelming. So I say, I am a millionaire screenwriter and it just actually makes me feel stupid and it makes me feel anxious because it makes me remember that I'm not. And so what I'd recommend in that situation is actually, you know, you could try to reframe the affirmation like, I am becoming a millionaire screenwriter, or I choose to believe I am a millionaire screenwriter. So there's certain ways you can frame the sentence that perhaps will make it so your brain doesn't just like chuck it out immediately. I've personally never had the problem. Like, I just feel like once I'm excited about it, my excitement is bigger than my doubt. But if your doubt is bigger than your excitement, if your doubt is somehow bigger than desire, your really heartfelt desire for that affirmation to be true, then in that case, you might want to just reframe it with, I am choosing to become. I absolutely can be a millionaire screenwriter. That's a lovely example, Tully. I've never thought about that. I absolutely can be. You know, and your brain can be like, oh, I can be. It's like, it's not, I'm not saying that I am right now. So it's great. So like there are ways. So I would invite you, if you're struggling with just the I am, I've always worked with the I ams because I just, somehow my excitement and my faith is greater than my doubt, even with the craziest ideas. But if you are the sort of person that's just like, no, my doubt is bigger than that, and it just brings me down to even think that because it's so far out, then start with, I absolutely can be, or I, you know, I am becoming, or I choose to believe I can be. And then work with that until the point that you get, you know, that you feel like, actually, now I could shift the gear up to I am. Right? Does that make sense? So I hope for the person who wrote to me that this has been helpful. How do you get yourself to believe? You trust the work. You jump in and you start to do it. And as I said, it's just committing to it. Like if you are certain that this mindset strategy works, give it a shot, right? And I just go, it's that the sort of thing where you say, what if I just set aside my fear? What if I set aside my doubts for a month and actually just lived as if my success was inevitable? What if I just lived as if there's no way I could screw this up? What if I just lived as if it will work for me because it works for everybody else? These are laws of the universe, actually, that are governing these strategies. So set aside your fears and try what I'm saying right now. Just give it a shot. If you haven't already, please, please, please watch the free training that I'm sharing this week. It's called The 3 Steps to Becoming a Money-Making Artist. If you feel called to go deeper into this work with me, the registration is open right now to my course, Creatively Fulfilled, Financially Free. It's like, it is this work, but like so much deeper and so much more structured. It's four modules of, you know, taking you through a process, taking you through a transformation whereby you really, really get to dig into where you are right now and why you're here and bring out into the light what your thoughts are and your beliefs are and how they got there. And then you can go into like shifting everything. And as I say, it's like, it's a course like no other. It's really based on my own experiences, figuring this stuff out and what has worked for me. And I give it all to you in that course. It's all there. In addition to the course right now, if you sign up, you will also get access, lifetime access to the course 21 Days to Unleash Your Creativity, which was an amazing experience. I think some of you might have been a part of that. And so you'll get the 21 videos, which you can work through anytime as well. And the work is very similar. The work in that and the work in Creatively Fulfilled, it's very, very symbiotic, I think, you know? I probably wouldn't do them at the same time. I would do one and then the other, but really you're getting two massive courses for the price of one. So it's a great thing. And you will also get actually three video training, which is about achieving epic goals and really digging into like why people don't achieve their goals, like how we all set goals, but we never do them. And I really, really encourage you to do that. Oh, somebody said, thank you so much. You will not regret it. Sign up. Thank you. It's like I put my heart into that course. It's really a funny one for me because it's so different to what I normally teach. But it is, I mean, it's the stuff. And Sean, thank you. That's amazing. Sean said, you always have the best advice. I've wrote 6 screenplays since I started following you. I love it. Now I want you to sell them or make them. Get them out there. Empowering. Yes, yes. And this is the thing. It is the mindset work. I'm telling you, like, you know, we blame all these other things all the time for why we're not doing what we want or why we're not achieving it. I did it for years. Like, this is why I know this stuff. I know it because I've got a black belt in sort of all the different blocks that you can have. I've certainly got one about creativity blocks. I mean, I spent over a decade wanting to write and not writing. So I've been there. I've been in the trenches. And really, like, what I share about how to unleash your creativity, it's from my experience. And it's like everything I've got, you know, for how to shift it. If you're not doing the things that you want to do, like, it's possible to shift it. And I give you all the tools. And it's the same with the money thing, though. And I, like, even as I said, I go with the money. And I said that as a whisper almost, because none of us will ever want to talk about money. For years, I mean, for decades, it was the same for me, where I was like, I'm an artist, I'm a creative person, I'm a free spirit. I don't want to talk about money. I don't want to think about money. I don't want money anywhere near me. Like, if I was wanted money, I'd be a banker, and bankers are horrible, you know? And I really, really had these kinds of thoughts. And I'm really passionate now about helping people to shift that, because you cannot have the greatest success as a screenwriter or as a filmmaker unless you also deal with your money blocks. And most artists I know have like the worst money blocks in the world. And by money blocks, I mean thoughts like money's not important to me. Well, why wouldn't it be important to you? It's like saying love's not important to you, or sunlight's not important. Or like when we say these things, love is important to me, creativity is important to me, but money isn't. Money is an amazing, amazing tool. Make friends with it. The earlier that you make friends with it and that you clear out your money issues and your money blocks and your money stories, and you really get clear about money, I'm telling you, it will change your life, and it will change your life as a screenwriter in ways I cannot even tell you. You know, so please, I just beg you, check out the free training. And if you are called to do it, jump into the course. Everyone I know has done it has said the week about money is the most powerful week in it, and that it has completely changed their lives. Like, everybody that's been in it has said that. I put it out there. It's a very vulnerable, very sort of raw session in the course. But I'm telling you, this is the work if you want to succeed as a screenwriter or as a filmmaker. Somebody asked, what's your advice for a young screenwriter starting out? Write your screenplay. Just write your screenplay. Trust your instincts. You know, write what you want to write. Don't worry about what people will tell you is popular or what will sell. Just like follow your instincts and write what you're passionate about, and then get it out there. And don't listen to anybody who says that you have to do it in certain ways or that there's only one way to do it. Like, do your thing, write your screenplay and get it out there. And as I said before, you know, because we were talking about this at the beginning, like, work on your mindset. Like, don't get into drawn into certain beliefs of structures that aren't true. There are so many people out in this world who will tell you things have to be done a certain way, or you have to do certain things in order to get certain results. And I am telling you now, it's not true. You create your own path and you create it with the beliefs you have. So choose the beliefs you want. If you want to choose to believe that you can write a single screenplay and sell it, that's what I did, you can do it. If you want to choose to believe that you have to do certain courses, or that you have to get win certain competitions, or you have to get certain agent or manager, then that's okay too. Like, I'm not telling you, I wouldn't tell you that there's only one way, because there isn't. But trust your instincts and like do it, you know, do what feels right for you. Nobody can stop you. And just know that. So I hope that's helpful. But my advice, write screenplays and sell them and make films and have an awesome time doing it. And don't listen to anyone who tells you anything about there's only one way or you have to do it their way. Just tune out all the negative people in those Facebook groups. That would be my big advice. Tune out the Facebook groups. All right, you guys, that's it. Unless anybody has any other questions, I'm happy to answer other questions if you have them. And otherwise, I am going to wrap it up. This has been really fun. It's so nice to see so many of you here. I did actually, normally when I go live, I don't actually tell anyone that I'm going live. I just sort of hit the live button. But today I actually sent an email, and I don't know if that's why there's actually more people here, which is lovely. So I should probably do that more in the future. Thank you. Somebody said, I love your podcast. Listen to it, guys. Thank you so much. If you don't listen to it, it is the Shoot From The Heart podcast. I think you can hear it on most podcast platforms. Somebody asked, where do we find the class? You go into the my profile, the link in my profile, the famous link, the link tree in my profile, and then you'll find it's the top one, and it's the 3 steps to becoming a money-making artist. And as I say, it's just that thing of the mindset work. It's just that thing of changing your beliefs, because when you change your beliefs, you will change your reality. You'll change your world. That's how it works. And it sounds so simplistic, and it sounds so like when I hear people say, I'm like, you know, it sounds like those motivation posters that you're just like, oh, so tacky and corny. But honestly, it is the truth. It is the truth. And if you want to like really achieve success, like whatever it is that you're wanting to do, that you're like, okay, now I want to do this impossible thing, right? Being an artist is just like setting yourself a series of impossible tasks, right? It's like, first I have to create great work. Then I have to figure out a way to get it in the world. Then I have to figure out a way to monetize it. And then I have to figure, you know, there's all these things that just seem like impossible, but they're not impossible, you know? And the way to do them and the way to achieve them is just to be working on your mindset and working on your beliefs all the time, so that you know that it's possible, so you can work from that place of faith and like from your heart and do the things that you need to do. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this has been helpful, and do go check out the free class today if you can. You will find the link in my profile. It is the 3 steps to becoming a money-making artist, and I would love to hear what you think of it. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And also, if you feel called, take the next step, join the course, Creatively Fulfilled, Financially Free. It's a game changer. It's just a, you know, I think it could revolutionize your life. Certainly that's what it's been like for people who've already been in it. All right. Love you so much. Take care. Bye. Hey there. So I hope you have enjoyed this session. It is episode 25. Can it be episode 20? Is it 25 or 26? I'm losing track here. I hope you've enjoyed this session, no matter what number it is, of the Shoot From The Heart podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts. As ever, if you do enjoy this podcast, I would be so grateful if you would write a review for it. It really means so much to me. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you so much. Take care, and I'll see you next week.